Welcome back to Time for Nachit, Sefer Nehemiah. It's the second parak of Sefer Nehemiah, and Nehemiah has had intelligence reports about the state of Yerushalayim, particularly the walls. Yerushalayim lies exposed, open to the elements, elements meaning bandits, thieves, robbers, pillagers. And therefore Nehemiah approaches the king in the second parak and asks for permission to relocate to Yerushalayim. Now, this was a very dangerous thing to do because the king noticed that Nehemiah's face appeared different to normal. Of course, he was concerned. He was so concerned for the Jews in Yerushalayim, he didn't look as he normally did. And he therefore, the king, suspected Nehemiah of maybe poisoning the king's wine. Nehemiah presented his request to the king. In fact, the Malbim writes, something similar to what the Vilna Gaon writes in Megillas Esther, that he actually used these words as tefillah. In other words, Nehemiah's response when he's referring to the king in Posuk Hey, he's actually davening to Hashem the king, but he's using the words to also refer to speak to Dariavesh. Either way, Dariavesh eventually allows Nehemiah to go to Yerushalayim for a specific time, you know, provides Nehemiah with the papers, the you know, means to procure building materials. And then we have what we're going to see are the enemies, effectively, protagonist enemies who try to thwart Nehemiah's plans. They are Tuvia and Sanballat. They hear that Nehemiah is coming and they immediately plan, they're going to thwart his plans. However, no one else knew, meanwhile, about the mission. Nehemiah comes secretly to Yerushalayim. He doesn't, for 3 days, he maintains a very low profile. And then one evening he goes out, he looks around the walls, and it says that Nehemiah was shover the walls. That normally means to break the walls. Why did he do so? To inspire the people to rebuild the walls properly. In other words, either they think that the enemy broke the walls, or he was just checking how sturdy the walls were in various places. By the Ibn Ezra holds that the word shover doesn't mean to break. It means like from the word sabar, meaning to think, as to evaluate. He surveyed the walls. The people accept Nehemiah's challenge to rebuild the walls, and the enemies mock the project. Tuvia Sanballat, they say the Jews, they're rebelling, right? And of course, they offer to help the building project, but that's just a way of manipulating it, of hijacking it. Nehemiah rejects their advances. That is the end of the second parak of Sefer Nehemiah.